The views expressed on this program are those of the host and the participants.
Greetings. Welcome to Media Matters Today. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live from Studio A in Campbell Hall, WILL AM 580, Urbana, Illinois. This is Media Matters, and today we're going to be talking with one of the great journalists in this country, one of the great political reporters, and as many of you may well know, a dear friend of mine and a co-author of two books, John Nichols, the Washington correspondent for The Nation, associate editor for the Capital Times in Madison, Wisconsin, is going to be here. We're going to be talking politics, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. 9/11, war in Iraq, presidential race, a lot of press coverage to mull over and consider. But while we're talking to John, we've also got a big favor to ask of you, our listeners. Those of you who listen to WILL AM 580 every week, those of you who appreciate the sort of programming we do, and especially those of you who listen to this program, Media Matters, and enjoy the sort of guests we get, the material we cover, this is our pledge week. This is the one time in the pledge drive that our show is going to be on the air, and we're coming to you today asking you to get on the phone and make a pledge to WILL AM 580 and for public broadcasting, public radio in Champaign-Urbana in central Illinois. And the number to call is 244-9455, area code 217-244-9455, or you can go online to will.uiuc.edu. And we have two brand new goodies for people who pledge this time, stuff we haven't had in the past. And they're two brand new books, one of which I wrote, Problem of the Media, just came out literally off the press about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and it's 360 pages. It's a bona fide book, and in my own opinion, I think it's the best book I've written. Anyone who pledges $50 in the next hour to WILL, calling 244-9455, we will give a copy at no charge, The Problem of the Media. Send it right off to you. And if you give $100, there's another book that's just come out called Our Unfree Press, published by New Press, that I edited with my former producer here, Ben Scott. And it's an anthology of 100 years of the very best media criticism in American history, going back to the Progressive Era. Great writers, George Seldes, I.F. Stone, C. Wright Mills, right through to the present. Some of the best, most sparkling, and most incredible media criticism imaginable. John Dewey, the list goes on and on. So $50 gets you The Problem of the Media, $100 gets you Problem of the Media and Our Unfree Press. But whatever you do, please call 217-244-9455. Make that pledge right now. This is the time to say, this is the sort of programming that's important to me. I want to support it. I want to see it on the air. So while you're making your phone call, sit back, and we're going to talk to John Nichols. John, are you there?
I sure am.
It's great to hear your voice, brother.
It is good to hear your voice. Although I can't believe you say your new book is the best you've ever written.
Well, I liked it the most.
I think those books we did were the best.
Oh, okay. The best solo author book. Is that better?
Now, your new book is terrific. And folks who are listening, you know, I can say this as not a co-author, but certainly jealous of that fact, that this new book really is the most up-to-date and remarkable document of not just what's wrong with the media, but also in the at the close of the book, all of the amazing things that have happened in the last few years to empower citizens to change the media. It's an incredibly important document.
Well, thanks, John. And the number again, 217-244-9455. $50 gets you a copy of the new book, The Problem of the Media. $100 gets you that, plus Our Unfree Press. This is the time to let everyone know that you support public radio in this community and you support Media Matters, programming like this. John, there's been a lot happening in the news recently, hasn't there?
I can't keep up with it.
Just this morning, and I flew in from New York this morning to get back for the show, and I saw the headline of the New York Times, and I didn't have a chance to read it because I couldn't grab a copy before I got on the plane. But as I saw it, it said something to the effect that there's extraordinary evidence now about the terrorist attack prior to 9/11 that's come forth.
Yeah, I mean, the breakthrough information right now, and are you talking about the Woodward book?
Well, I just saw the headline of the Times this morning. I think the Woodward, I think it's independent of that, or maybe part of that as well.
Well, the Woodward book, Bob Woodward, the Watergate investigator, who wrote, frankly, about a year and a half ago, a terrible book called Bush at War, which seemed to suggest that Bush was actually in charge of the government, was embarrassed enough to go back and actually investigate more thoroughly. And his new book, which is going to come out in about 2 days, is a pretty remarkable document, because it appears by all evidence that Colin Powell was cooperated with Woodward and revealed all sorts of details about what was really going on within the administration. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's a tremendous amount of evidence of two things. One, this administration didn't take seriously the terrorist threat that clearly did exist. And two, that it was, as Richard Clark has suggested recently, obsessed with going to war with Iraq. And the evidence mounts at every turn. And it's interesting, too, because I think we live in an incredible moment in history where just as the evidence of the pressure to go to war when it was not necessary mounts, we are seeing in real time the impact of that decision with all the deaths and the horror of what's been going on in Fallujah. And I think we get only a few moments like this in a century. Certainly in 66, 67, when William Fulbright was holding his hearings on the Gulf of Tonkin resolution as the Vietnam War ramped up with a similar time. But it doesn't happen that often where a bad decision and real-time developments kind of are both examined at the same moment.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're having today. We're talking to John Nichols, the Washington correspondent for The Nation. You're listening to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. This is Pledge Drive Week. We're going to be talking politics today with John. We're going to be talking about press coverage of the momentous political developments going on around the world and in this country over the past few weeks and in the coming weeks. But as you're listening to the show today, we ask that you call in 217-244-9455 and please make your pledge to support this program, to support public radio on WILL. This show can't survive without your support. This station can't stay in the air without your support. It's just fundamental. If you're listening to shows like this and you're enjoying them, we need you to pitch in. We need you to help out, or we simply can't stay on the air. And this is a time for you to step forward and say, I believe in public radio. I believe in Media Matters. I want to make this show work. Call 244-9455. Make your pledge. $50 will get you a copy of my brand new book, Hot Off the Press, The Problem of the Media. $100 will get you a copy of The Problem of the Media, plus the other new book. I have an edited anthology with Ben Scott, my first producer here at Media Matters, which is 100 years of the finest media criticism in the United States. John Dewey, C. Wright Mills, George Seldes, Gloria Steinem, W.E.B. Du Bois, and an extraordinary number of people you'll love to read. It's a pleasurable book to read some of the great writers of the last 100 years writing about journalism and what it means for democracy and the problems that we've had in our journalism in the United States. So again, the number, 244-9455. John, let me give you one more question if I can, and then we're going to take a break to talk about some of the people who've been calling in. And let's get those phone lines heated up. I see right now we've only got a couple there. Come on, folks, please do call in. John, what about the press coverage? What does it say that it's today we're finding out this information, these revelations, and we're paying, as you point out, we're paying this enormous price in terms of a war now that looks like it's, you know, not working out especially well, as advertised, as they say. Mm-hmm. Has the press let us down? Is the media? Yeah. Is this a case of media failure as well as political failure?
Oh, it's a case of almost complete media failure. The press was so excited about getting its embed assignments to send reporters along with troops on the invasion of Iraq that they didn't really ask the fundamental questions about whether the invasion was a good idea, nor when the invasion occurred did they do the basic level of coverage that would have alerted Americans to what was going to happen. I actually think we had one of those rare circumstances where ultimately the press failed both the American people, who had a right to know a lot more about what was going on, and the Bush administration itself. And that may seem like an odd calculus, but the Bush administration got such a free ride in the aftermath of September 11th and the run-up to the start of the war in Iraq that I think they went further and were more aggressive, bit off more than they could chew, because they were unchallenged, both by Congress and by the media. I think a more aggressive press that had asked tougher questions and really dug into the supposed evidence of weapons of mass destruction, ties to Al-Qaeda, all the other falsehoods, would have prevented this administration from making the tragic mistakes that it did, or perhaps the tragic intentional actions that it pursued. It doesn't really make much difference now whether it was a mistake or an intentional act, except from a political standpoint. The end result is that people are dying, and it's fair to say that people are dying in large part because the media did not do its job at the initial stages.
We're talking to John Nichols today in Media Matters, and he's our guest. Today is Pledge Drive Central on Media Matters and on WILL. We only come to you twice a year, just twice a year on this program. Out of 52 shows that we do for you, we come to you twice asking for your support, for you to step forward and show us that you want to support public broadcasting, public radio in this community, and in particular support this show, Media Matters. If you like listening to guests like John Nichols, if you like listening to Amy Goodman last week, Susan Douglas the week before, Al Franken, Representative Bernie Sanders, we'll be having Janine Garofalo in a couple weeks, we'll be having Princeton professor Paul Starr with his extraordinary new book, The Creation of the Media, on next week, talking about the history of how we came up with the media system we have in the United States, the real history. If this is the sort of programming you like, and where guests have a chance to really lay out their ideas without being shouted down mid-sentence so you never really get to hear what they're thinking or develop their thoughts, we need your support. You've got to step forward. 217-244-9455. Please call in now. Make that pledge. You know, you're going to feel great when you make the pledge. You know, I know that a lot of you are regular pledgers. We love you. We need you to come forward and do your duty right now. Make the pledge again. $50 will get you a copy of The Problem of the Media. $100 will get you my new book, The Problem of the Media, plus the other new book, Our Unfree Press, that I edited with Ben Scott, our former producer here. 244-9455. But I also know that only about 10% of the people who listen to Media Matters actually donate. We've got a lot of people who sort of go along for a free ride and say, well, hey, the show's still on the air. I don't have to pay. This is a pretty good deal. Unfortunately, this is where we need a little civic responsibility. We need you to sort of take a look in the mirror and say, that's not really going to cut the mustard. If I'm listening to the show and I enjoy it, I've really got to contribute so the engineer can get paid, so the phone bill can get paid, so we can bring in guests from all over the country and keep them on for an hour and get a high-quality signal, the sort of signal we're trying to get with John Nichols right now. That takes money, and that takes your support. And 217-244-9455. Look, you don't have to. If you don't have $50, don't give $50. Give $5. In a lot of ways, it's just the spirit, the symbolism is important. And if you can give $50, please do. We desperately need your support. And I'd love to give you a copy of my new book, because I think if you like this show, you're going to like this new book. In fact, if someone doesn't like this new book or likes this show, I would be surprised and greatly disappointed. 244-9455, or you can go online and register your pledge there, WILL.UIUC.EDU. John, are you with us?
I sure am. I hope it's a better connection.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better. Before, it sort of sounded like Walter Winchell in a bunker in London.
That's sort of cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it sort of gave you that sort of antiquated look. You know, I wonder if Walter Winchell ever, not Walter Winchell, who was it? Edward R. Murrow,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah, there we go.
Or, yeah,
Walter Winchell was in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we're talking about the problems of the media with the build-up to the war and the price we're paying now. Do you have confidence that do you sense that journalists and editors and media company owners have learned their lesson? They say, okay, yeah, we really dropped the ball the last couple of years. Now we're going to have to really stiffen our resolve and do a much better job of sort of getting at the truth and doing a superior job of reporting on what the president and the administration want to do around the world.
I wish I did, but I don't. To be honest, I think that the failings of the media were not conspiracies or bad judgments in a particular moment. The failings resulted from structural problems. We have a media that doesn't cover the rest of the world. Most countries on this planet never see a reporter for an American television network ever. And we have a media that sees international coverage and coverage of diplomacy, coverage of kind of fundamental questions of what this country does in the world, as boring by comparison with the latest coverage of Michael Jackson's trial or Martha Stewart's trial. The reason for that is, of course, that war and peace and issues like that aren't boring, but they are expensive to cover. And this media, as we have it today, doesn't choose to take the basic step of going out and covering those expensive and difficult stories that really are about life and death. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, during this pledge drive, we're talking so much about why we want people to call in and provide support, not just to this station, but to public radio in general. And the reason is that we need to have the best quality, most aggressive coverage and discussion of world affairs possible. And I know this show tries to do that a lot, and a lot of public radio really does try to do that. It's not always perfect, but it makes the effort. Certainly, this is one of the few places where we as citizens have a chance to intervene and to try and shore up a relative bastion of strength in the face of commercial media that has essentially lost interest in doing anything akin to journalism as regards international affairs.
Talking to John Nichols today on Media Matters, I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We're coming to you live from WILL AM 580, Campbell Hall in Urbana, Illinois. We'd like to have remind people this is our pledge drive, and I guess you'd have to have just tuned in the last 9 seconds not to know that. The number here to call, 244-9455. If you do call in and make your $50 pledge, you'll get a copy of my new book, The Problem of the Media, U.S. Communication Politics in the 21st Century. And for a $100 pledge, you'll get a copy of the new book, The Problem of the Media, as well as another edited new book I have with Ben Scott, the first producer of Media Matters, called Our Unfree Press, which is a collection of really the greatest writing on media journalism and media criticism from a democratic perspective. Over the last 100 years, and I think both the books, I think if people like this show and like the content of the show, those books should be right up your alley. So please call in, make the pledge. All the money, none of it's going to go to me for my books. Those are donated. All the money goes directly to WILL AM 580 to support this show and programming, public affairs programming like it. We've got a number of terrific people who've already called in who've been really good, and I'd like to thank them right now. Belden Fields and Jane Moraz of Urbana, Charles Seagard of Champaign, Mitchell from Chicago. Thank you, Mitchell. Connie Hall from Chicago. And we've got a challenge here. Someone will increase their pledge if 40 people pledge in this hour. And that is actually the goal, John, that has been given to this show today.
Only 40?
Wow, I like the way you think. Only 40. I mean, that's like telling Barry Bonds he's got to hit 90 home runs this season. But we can do it without any drugs, too, I might add. This is drug-free radio. That's right. We're proud of that. So we need people to call. We've only got one line lit up, John, and the number here is 244-9455. Remember, listeners, it's only twice a year we come to you like this. It's not like we pecker you.
And, you know, Bob, you and I do this quite often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for this station, and also we've done it for other stations around the country, trying to, you know, do a pledge drive, pump up some money. And one of the things that we always see happen is, the people listen to about 90% of the show,
mm-hmm.
and then they call in.
Yeah.
You know, and so you get this sort of rush at the end of it. The lines are busy. It's hard to get through.
Yeah, it's like April 15th at the post office.
Absolutely. And this is the tax analogy is a good one. You know, why not call in now, make your payment right away, and then get the refund of the rest of the show? You don't have to worry about calling in at the end. You've made your commitment. You've helped to keep this show on the air, and you can just listen and enjoy from here on out. Just make the call right now.
And I'd like to thank Connie Hall from Chicago, Bernice Russell from Crystal Lake, Nourish Goel, and I apologize if I've mumbled your pronunciation, Nourish, from Danville, and everyone who calls in who'd like, so we'd like to thank you over there. In fact, if you were here, I'd give each a hug if that was something you wanted to do. I'm so happy to have people call in. And those of you who've never pledged, you're listening, you're sort of thinking, maybe I should make the plunge. Maybe this is the time I'm going to burst out, get out of the 10% who pledge, and get into that 10%, out of the 90% who sort of sit in the couch and let other people pay the way. I got to tell you, it's a great feeling when you make that pledge. You call in, you make your name, you feel like you're part of the community, like you're supporting it. This is the time to do it. This is the time to step up to the plate and say, I support public affairs programming. I like having shows with guests like John Nichols on it, where John Nichols can go on for several minutes explaining how media work without being interrupted for commercials, without being hectored by someone who's going to not let him finish a sentence. This is the sort of programming you get on WILL AM 580, and this is exactly the sort of programming you're going to get on Media Matters every week from 1 to 2. So 244-9455, please call and make the pledge. Get a copy of The Problem of the Media. I think you're going to love the book if you like the issues we talk about in this show. And John, you made a very provocative point just before I went into the latest sales pitch, which is something you've been developing, I know, in your writing and your speeches over the last few months, which is the idea that we really don't have journalism anymore in this country. We've seen the end of journalism, I think you've called it.
Yeah, it is a provocative point, but I don't think it's a particularly debatable one. I think that in recent years we have seen the replacement of journalism with media. And it's interesting that in a lot of the public discourse, in fact, I'd say even you and I sometimes in a shorthand way tend to use the term media very broadly to take in journalism. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. What we've got right now is very powerful media in this country. We have media companies, media systems that really do dominate our lives. They touch us 10, 11, 12 hours a day. They shape our children in more senses sometimes than we as parents do. And yet, those media structures, those media systems, those media companies do not practice journalism in any sort of traditional sense. I think most people believe that journalism and media are synonymous, but it's simply not the case. The old journalistic values of asking tough questions, understanding that the important stories sometimes weren't the sexiest ones, but they needed to be told and they needed to be followed through to the end, acting as a comforter to the afflicted and an afflictor to the comfortable. All of those values seem to have slipped away as we've empowered a media that sees its primary role as A, making money, and B, doing something that you and I both refer to sometimes as stenography to power, i.e., reporting what those in power say without much question, without much challenge, and then calling that journalism.
We're talking to John Nichols today in Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We're coming to you live on WILL AM 580 from Campbell Hall in beautiful Urbana. And it is truly beautiful in Urbana today. So if we are inside listening, stay inside. The weather will be great after 2 o'clock later today. Stay inside. If you're outside, get home so you can get to your phone, because this is Pledge Drive Day. And this is the one day we'll come to you before the fall. We're going to ask you to step forward and make a pledge to support WILL AM 580, to support Media Matters. The number here is 244-9455, area code 217, or you can go online to will.uiuc.edu. If you pledge $50, we will give you a free copy of my brand new book, The Problem of the Media, 360-some pages. It's the most fun I ever had in my life is writing this book, and I think you'll enjoy reading it if you like the issues we talk about in this program. For $100, we'll give you a copy of The Problem of the Media, plus as well a copy of another new book that came out, an anthology called Our Unfree Press, 100 Years of Press Criticism. And I think it's a book, again, if you like the issues we talk about in the show, if you like the sort of guests we bring, not just John Nichols this week, but Amy Goodman last week, Susan Douglas, Al Franken, Janine Garofalo coming up soon. If you like these sort of guests and hearing them have an opportunity to talk without being interrupted, without being shouted down, but really develop their ideas and take your calls and you can talk to them directly. If you like this sort of radio, if you think this is an asset in your community that you wouldn't like to just have the commercial stations bombarding you with ads and shock jocks, then you've got to show us that. This is your chance to do it. This is your chance to participate. 244-9455, area code 217. And we've got an online thing. You can go to will.uiuc.edu. Please call in. We need your support. They set a goal for us, John, of 40 calls. And I think I've got Jay Pierce here, the news director. Jay, how many calls did we get in the last hour before the show?
About 7 or 8.
7 or 8?
Yeah.
Well, that's because people were hopefully saving up to come in to make their calls this hour. Well, I think that's a sign that we're sort of behind schedule here today. This is the second day of the Pledge Drive. Usually you get a big burst out of the gate. I think we did okay on Saturday.
We did well yesterday. We exceeded our goal of 17,000. We have a goal of 14,000 today. This is to keep us on track toward 160,000 for the week, a number that we set by looking at what we're going to need from listeners in the coming year. Of course, you know, we budget a year ahead, so this money is for the year starting July the 1st. All indications are that our federal grant from CPB will remain about level with the one for the current year. State money may remain level, but of course they're not done hammering
on
the budget yet.
I wouldn't bet on it.
University funding, well, we all know that there are more cuts for higher education coming, so we can anticipate a reduction there. So overall, tax-based funding will be going down. NPR and Public Radio International have given us some pretty significant discounts to help us get through the last couple of years. They're coming off this year. There's an additional affiliation fee for Minnesota Public Radio, which is going to take distribution of Prairie Home Companion and other programs into itself. So our programming costs are going to go up by at least 25% in the coming year. Our tax-based support is probably going to go down a little bit. You do the math.
Yeah.
Listeners are going to need to fill in the gap if we're to preserve the programming. And the way you do that is by calling 217-244-9455.
And I think it's worth noting, Jay, and John, you will know this too, that WILL, unlike a lot of stations, doesn't go to automated programming on the weekends. We bring in an original show like Media Matters. It comes right out of our studio. We have engineers here. We have producers. working on this show. A lot of public stations, for financial reasons, say, okay, well, weekends we'll put the robots in. We'll mail something in because that's cheaper and no one will really mind that much. WILL has a commitment to local public affairs programming, to public affairs programming in general. And you've got to show that you want that. This is your opportunity. 244-9455. I've got a few people I want to thank, and then we're going to get back to John Nichols. But please make that phone call. Get your copy of The Problem of the Media. We need your support right now. Robert Elsher from Ithaca, New York, calling in. Someone's got a heck of a radio set. Or are they also getting
probably
it on the web?
Online.
I think they're getting it online. Gary Vale from Urbana, thank you very much. Pierre Kumar from Champaign, merci. Eric Ritter from Rantoul. Daniel James from Urbana. And Charles Delman from Charleston. Some wonderful, wonderful people from Illinois and Ithaca, New York, calling in and supporting us.
Bob, I don't want to take over your show, but I do want to mention while you and John are here, this is a program that sounds different than a lot of what we do on WILL radio. And a lot of people comment on that. It sounds different because it does cover issues that aren't talked about every day on the radio, and it talks about them in the way that you're talking about, by allowing people to explain their sides, by exploring some issues that aren't necessarily the mainstream issues, but are appreciated and subscribed to by a lot of folks. Now, we do, and I will be frankly honest, brutally honest, and I'll show you some letters on my desk. I get people calling up going, how can you air that program? How can you guys do that? And the only response that I can give is this. The WILL is a station that we don't take an editorial viewpoint. We're open to all viewpoints. We're not biased. We don't put our slant on things. We consider everything in the course of deciding what programs get on the air and how they come on the air. This program is here, and I will defend it to the end to anybody, because these are issues that are not talked about widely among other radio stations, frankly, or other media in general. And people say, well, the program isn't balanced. Well, the phone lines are open usually. That will lend some balance to it. But my philosophy isn't that every single program that we do on this radio station needs to be balanced, or that necessarily this radio station as a whole needs to be balanced, although we do strive over the course of the week to present both sides, all sides of an issue. The news needs to be balanced. A program like this, however, I think the balance is in the media as a whole in the community. And in fact, it's I would argue, way out of balance. If we have this 1 hour a week, and then we add the hour for alternative radio, and we add Radio Nation to it, and we add Counterspin to it, we have 3.5 hours throughout the week that come from a similar viewpoint that Media Matters does. And then you take that against all of the other hours of broadcasting on all of the stations in this community, and you try to add up what kind of a balance, see what kind of a balance there is. And I think that if you do that, you can't say that it's not balanced.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that it's wobbling way out of balance toward another direction.
Well, I really appreciate you saying it, Jay. And I want to say this wasn't scripted either, but I can tell you, and John can attest to this, there are very few NPR affiliates in this country that would air a program like this. We're very lucky to have WILL really willing to step forward. And the reason they're doing it is there's community support for it. People in the community say, we like this sort of show. And that's why today's so important. Mm-hmm. Today's your chance to say, yeah, we like it so much, we're going to show you we like it. We're going to pledge to support this sort
of
radio.
I will give you a hint, too, because I go to the programming meetings and the managers' meetings for NPR, and there is a lot more attention being paid by stations to audience ratings, to how much it costs to serve a listener, and programming decisions are being increasingly made on that as the federal and state dollars get tighter. And we are in a position where we also have to pay attention to what people are listening to, what they're responding to, and what they're willing to help support. Now, in WILL's case, we are very fortunate because we have such a strong base of listener support for our programs. We can do things like this. We can do Focus 580 in the afternoon magazine. We can have a strong agricultural service. And it's because people call 217-244-9455 to support it. And I've said my piece, and you carry on.
Thank you very much, Jay. And I thank you all for calling. Please do call in. Get a copy of The Problem of the Media, my brand new book, for a $50 pledge. $100 gets you The Problem of the Media, plus Our Run Free Press, the anthology of the greatest press criticism of the last century in the United States. The number again, 244-9455. John Nichols, are you still with us?
I am indeed.
Thank you, my dear brother, who's been so patient, and that's why I bring you on during these sales pledges. And we just got a bulletin handed to us from our producer, Victor Picard, that's... we've got a pledge that someone is going to give us $500 for every 10 callers over the next 2 hours.
$500
for every 10 callers. I wonder if you can call more than once.
Good heavens.
That probably wouldn't be kosher. Sorry about that. Just call once.
I don't want to be fair to this person.
Yeah.
But
really.
I think this may be the time when family and friends ought to start
and the starting up the phone. Going off. It started at 1:30. This is an extraordinary pledge offer. $500 for every 10 callers. If you're going to pledge, do it now.
Yeah, double your money.
More than double it, easily. So the number again is 244-9455. Online, WILL.UIUC.EDU, and plus all the book benefits are still there. My book, The Problem of the Media. John, we got a presidential election coming up.
We do.
And it's sort of shaping in an interesting way because, you know, I just was talking to people who come back from Pennsylvania and Florida. Mm-hmm. And they say when you're in Pennsylvania and Florida, it's almost 24/7 political ads for the Bush campaign going on now. I mean, just on nonstop on local television. But in a lot of places, other states where the race isn't apparently that seen as that close, there's no ads at all. So
you aren't seeing them in Illinois, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. And I happen to live in Wisconsin, and so I see them a lot.
Wisconsin's another state that's getting bombarded.
Absolute battleground state, and the ads are on all the time. And there are. This is one of the great tragedies of America. Modern politics has been turned into a science, if you will, and just as people should be scared when they talk about a science of war, a science of the military, because it makes the killing of people, the destroying of countries, into something that seems tranquil or clean. So the science of politics is a terribly dangerous thing. What powerful people who run campaigns have figured out is that most states can be dropped into one category or another. It's a Democratic state or a Republican state, a blue state or a red state. Only a relative handful are competitive. In this year's election cycle, the word is that there are 17 competitive states. Those are states where either Bush or Gore in 2000 won narrowly, and the theory is that either party has a chance of winning them. What both sides of this campaign are doing, the Democrats and the Republicans, the Kerry camp and the Bush camp and all the ancillary groupings around them, have decided is that they're going to put all of their money into those 17 states. It is as if the rest of America does not exist. Literally, we are at a point where most Americans will not be treated as serious participants in this quadrennial decision-making process about who the president of the United States should be. It is an absolute travesty.
It really is.
I can't emphasize. Jefferson and Madison, if they could claw their ways out of their grave to stop this, would. It's completely antithetical to the intents of the founding of this country.
But it's even more than that, John Nichols. And let me remind folks that it is Pledge Drive. Well, we're going to talk to John because this is a very important story. We need you to call in right now. We've only got about 20 minutes left, and we're well short of our target of 40 callers. This is the time to call in, 244-9455, area code 217. Make the pledge. $50 will get you a copy of my brand new book, The Problem of the Media. $100 will get you that book, plus another brand new book, Our Unfree Press, an anthology of the best U.S. media criticism of the last 100 years. We need you to call in, step up to the plate. We've got an extraordinary matching pledge here. Someone for every 10 callers we get is going to give $500 over the next 2 hours. Call right now. Make those pledges. This is a chance to really have a multiplier effect and really show that you support public radio, public affairs, local content, non-commercial in your community. You want more of it, a more varied diet, richer diet, and you're going to get it. Just keep calling in, 244-9455. John, the other side of the coin with sort of these elections where we have all the ads in a handful of states and all the attention going to a relatively small number of voters will get to decide who get the next president is that the sort of whoever has the most money gets to run the most ads, and then the journalism covers the ads as the basis of the political debate.
Absolutely. We've completely eliminated any notion of a meritocracy of contenders or ideas. And maybe that was pretty well established in 2000 when George W. Bush became President of the United States. But it's a very serious matter because, again, you have to start with the presumptions that an average-thinking American should have, and that is that when they open their newspaper, when they turn on their television during a campaign season, they will get a reasonable report of what's going on, who these candidates are, where they stand, what they're trying to accomplish. And clearly there are huge differences between John Kerry and George Bush. Perhaps not as big a difference as I would like, but there's enough of a difference there to go from here through November with a serious discourse about ideas and to really explore it in an interesting and exciting way. Instead, what we get night after night on television and, frankly, much more than in the past in our newspapers, is a analysis of where ads are being bought, how much money is being raised, what the sort of structural approaches of the different campaigns are, but virtually no substance. It's like covering sports.
And in some sense, in broadcast media, it's understandable. The average commercial television station today gets 12% of its revenues, total revenues, comes from TV candidate ads. It was only 3% in 1992. So what incentive do they have to actually have their journalism cover the race when you can get these people to pay for the coverage?
Well, exactly. And we've seen it happen around the country. You know that in many markets around the country, there's been a dramatic decrease in the amount of political coverage on television in recent years. And we have these horrific examples of television executives who say, well, we don't cover politics anymore because people can learn about it from the commercial.
Boy, that's reassuring.
Well, it is, again, what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
It's the end of journalism.
Well, that's not the end of journalism on WILL AM 580. We've got the barricades up here. We're not giving up. But we can't support ourselves and get the requisitions we need to do the job unless you, the listeners, call in. Twice a year we do pledge drives. This is one of those days. Please call and make your pledge to support public affairs broadcasting, to support Media Matters here at WILL AM 580. The number, 217-244-9455. $50 will get you a copy of my brand new book, Robert W. McChesney. I'm the host here. The Problem of the Media, and $100 will get you a copy of The Problem of the Media, plus a new anthology I co-edited with Ben Scott, the first producer of Media Matters, called Our Unfree Press, Some of the Greatest Media Writing of the Past Century in the United States. Please call and make your pledge. We have lines open. Now, John, a year ago I've been told we got 53 calls during this hour.
Good Lord.
I know. That's
maybe
a lot.
Maybe we were really on.
We must have been cooking. So far, they set a target for 40 today. They didn't think we could get 53 again. They lowballed us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where we're at yet, but I know we're nowhere near 53, and we've got about 17 minutes left, and we've got lines open. So really, folks, please call. Make the pledge now. 90% of the people who listen to public radio in this community and nationwide never make a pledge. They let other people pay the bills. They sit back and enjoy. And just, you know, you've heard Jay Pierce talk about it. Consider how the budgets are being slashed, how much we depend on our community now and listeners really to give us the money. And I want to tell you, come down to Campbell Hall. It's a beautiful building, but you aren't going to see any jacuzzis. You're not going to see any limousines. You know, it's not like unbuttoned shirts with gold chains on the management's neck. It's nothing like that. This is a bare-bones operation. The money goes to pay for the best possible equipment, to pay for the phone lines, to give the best possible service to this community, because this is truly a community service organization. But we can't do it without your support. It's that simple. The number here is 244-9455. I'd love to give you my new book, which sells for $17 in a store. You'll get it for free with a $50 pledge. And Jay Pierce just handed me a note. The control board here is 15 years old.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know. They built the building around it.
Would you drive a 15-year-old car?
Yeah, exactly. Or would you let a 15-year-old fly a plane? No, of course not. So please call in. Make that pledge, 244-9455. And we've got a few more people I want to thank before we get back to the discussion with John Nichols. Ann Berkus-Chasson, I apologize again for mangling pronunciations in Champaign. Thank you very much. Richard Tuttle and Terre Haute over in Indiana. We've got a nice listenership over in Indiana because we're not too far from the border here. And Jennifer Putnam in Urbana, thank you all very much. And if you haven't called in yet, please do. We've got a phenomenal pledge drive offer here. Someone called in, an anonymous caller. Well, she's not anonymous to us, but she's going to get $500 for every 10 callers who call in the next 2 hours, and the starting gun has gone off. It started at 1:30. We need those calls right now. We want to stack them up. I'd love to get 54. You know, actually, but I'd like to get 60. That's what Babe Ruth got in 1927. Let's try to do it right here in 2004. Let's get 60 callers. Let's shoot for the moon here.
Bob, let's remember what we're really talking about here.
Okay.
At a fundamental level, we are talking about democratizing media. This is a place where folks in Terre Haute and Urbana and Champaign and Rantoul and all sorts of other towns can pick up a phone, make a small contribution, you know, $10, $20. It doesn't have to be a lot. $50 and get your book, $100 get both books. But make a small contribution and cast a vote in favor of media that is serious about exploring tough issues, that raises questions, that goes places where most of commercial broadcast media does not. And frankly, we don't have that option in many other places. We didn't get to vote to create CBS and Viacom. We didn't get to vote to create Rupert Murdoch. But you do have a chance to vote with a contribution today to have media that is different than what Rupert Murdoch gives us, to have media that might actually nurture and sustain a functional democracy. And I know it sounds highfalutin to talk about that, but that's actually what we're talking about here, because if people don't come through, if they don't support programs like this, then ultimately public broadcasting will go the way of commercial broadcasting, and it will search for that lowest common denominator that is appealing to advertisers or to sponsors, and that ultimately gives people far less of what they need to act as citizens.
And John Nichols, Jay Pierce, has made it clear that's the pressure they're feeling. And the way they stand up to that pressure is to say, no, the listeners in our community are not interested in that sort of radio. They've got plenty of commercial radio. They don't need that. They want community-oriented radio that really gives guests an opportunity to talk at length, to have a chance to lay out their ideas, to interact directly with the public without any commercial mediation. That's what genuine public radio should be and must be. And the only way we can guarantee we get it is for the listeners in the community to step forward and say, this is what we want. This is the sort of radio we believe in. We don't want market-driven radio with advertisers picking what we get to hear and companies based in other states telling us what we should be listening to right here in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois. The number to call, and we need you to call, is 244-9455, area code 217, 244-9455. And if I'm not mistaken, that's if you can't remember the number, you spell out Big Will. Big Will gets you right to there, so you can make the $50 pledge to Big Will, and you get a copy of my new book, The Problem of the Media. $100 is going to get you that book, plus another new book, an anthology of the greatest press criticism in the last 100 years, Our Unfree Press, which New Press has just literally rolled off the presses in the last 2 weeks. So please make the call, and I'm going to go back to the phone with John Nichols, my dear friend, the Washington correspondent for The Nation. John, I saw an interesting article in the New York Times on Friday morning about John Kerry, the Democratic candidate, who was meeting with a group of very wealthy potential funders, and he raised $2.5 million in a closed-door meeting, the thrust of which, according to the New York Times, was that he promised them that he wouldn't do anything to rock the boat and that he would be a pro-business president and he wouldn't go back to the terrible Democratic policies of Jimmy Carter in earlier years. And, you know, this is a media story, too, and it relates to what we've been talking about, because most of the money he's desperately trying to raise is going to go to those 17 swing states to pay for TV ads.
Sure. This is the crisis of our politics. We create a situation where it is necessary to raise immense amounts of money to fight a battle that reaches only a tiny number of Americans. Really, it's aimed only at swing voters in swing states. It isn't even aimed at all voters in those states. And to raise that kind of money, you really have very few options. You can try the Howard Dean route, using the internet and reaching out to activists. But that route requires you to be a populist. It requires you to say bold things and to get people to make a commitment like we're asking folks to make to the radio station today. The alternative route, which most politicians choose, and I'm afraid John Kerry has, is to go to the wealthy and to say, look, I can manage the current moment a little bit better than the other guy. So give me money. I'm not going to be a threat to you. I'll still deliver a lot of what you need, but things will be more stable. The direction of the country will be more functional. It actually is. It's not pure cynicism. It's not like, give me the money and I'll put money in your pocket, although that sometimes happens. It's a debate among the elites about who gets to be in the managerial position. The elites knowing that no matter which candidate wins, they'll still be basically protected.
And you know, John, if I can interject, we're talking to John Nichols today, Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. That this is an interesting media issue that we haven't talked a lot about on the show, but I want to in the coming months as we approach the election. One of the things you see as a result of all the money that's raised for these TV ads is that the commercial broadcasters are the number one lobby that opposes any form of campaign finance reform. In fact, the commercial broadcasting companies, which the four networks are owned by the four largest media companies in the world, are to campaign finance reform with the National Rifle Association as to gun control. Brother John Nichols is joining us today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. This is Pledge Drive Day on WILL. This is the one time in the spring pledge drive we at Media Matters get to come before you and ask for your support. We need you to call in and pledge. We're shooting for 60 callers this hour. We're going to try to meet the Bambino, the number 217-244-9455. We have some wonderful people to thank, and I'd like to call your name if you haven't called in yet. I'd like to read it over there if you want. Of course, a lot of people don't want it read over there. Don't worry. Only if you want it or approve. Linda Leiby from Gays, Illinois. James Jackson from Chicago. Thank you, James. Susan Manning from Urbana. Diane Nickham from Robinson. Ginny Foster from Champaign, Yvonne Leist-Cresswell from Bloomington, and David Rayla from Champaign. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it. We're at 44 pledges now.
That's pretty good.
We beat the target they initially gave us. So they lowballed us. They thought we were lightweights. They didn't think we could handle it.
What? You know, Bob, what's great is I love hearing you read off the names of all those towns.
I know. Isn't that great?
Well, it's great because...
That I can pronounce them, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a start. You know, you're getting to know Illinois well. But it's also great because... One of the things that's wonderful about radio is it's not bound by a place so much as much of our media is. You know, a newspaper kind of works a certain turf. TV stations really are about a certain town. But the wonder of radio is that, you know, that wave, that sound wave can just kind of bounce out there and reach distant places. I always think of Bob Dylan, you know, talking about living on the Iron Range up in Minnesota, and late at night he could tune in radio stations from Memphis and hear the blues. And I think radio is this wonderful magic entity in America, magic entity in our discourse if it's used right. And people have a chance today to call in and say that they want to keep alive a certain kind of radio, a radio that doesn't fit into the cheap formats and all the systemization of a Clear Channel or some of the other big companies, that is free form, that it floats into other places, and that might be reaching some kid in Rantoul or Robinson or someplace, and giving that kid ideas that they might otherwise not have gotten.
If you want to call in and make the pledge, and if you haven't done it, please do so. We need your support. The lines are open. They're wide open. We've got phone. People are sitting there yawning right now.
No, we got to come on. We got to bust our past record.
217-244-9455. $50 gets you a copy of my brand new book, The Problem of the Media. We've got a big pile here. We want to send them out to you. I think it's the best book I've written. I think you'll enjoy it if you like this show. If you like politics, you're interested in media, this book's going to be a home run ball for you. $100 will get you that book, plus the new anthology I co-edited with Ben Scott, the first producer of Media Matters, called Our Unfree Press, an anthology of the best press criticism of the last 100 years in the United States. Some extraordinary writing. John Dewey, W.E.B. Du Bois, I.F. Stone, C. Wright Mills, Gloria Steinem, just an exceptional group of writers. I think you'll get a real kick out of that, too. So please call and make that pledge. And I should also add, someone has called, someone is anonymous. We aren't going to give her name over the air. She's going to give $500 for every 10 callers starting at 1:30, going from 1:30 to 3:30. I think we've already tapped her for at least $500. We want to clean her out today. Why not clean her out? No, I don't want to say that. We love her. She obviously would make the pledge if she couldn't afford to do it. She's a member already, and that's something to remember. Maybe you pledged 6 months ago. Do it again. Step up to the plate again. There's no law that you can only pledge once a year. But mostly I want to talk to those of you who listen to shows like this, who listen to WILL AM 580, and you haven't taken the plunge yet. You still haven't made a pledge. You haven't given money. We need you to really think that through. Take a look in the mirror and say, does this really make a lot of sense? Because, you know, take the taste test. John, you and I have done this. You get on the AM radio, and you get away from AM 580 WILL and see what else is out there if you were interested in politics. See what other sort of discussion you're going to have access to on the airways. And you're going to come back to 580 pretty quickly, probably during one of the 20 minutes of commercial breaks, for starters. And, you know, this sort of radio costs money. We don't have commercials. You aren't going to hear political ads in this station from any political candidate. And that's why journalism is going to be a lot more trustworthy than you're going to be able to find elsewhere. But it takes money to pay the bills. It takes money for the electricity. Engineers have to feed their families. We have to pay the light bill and the phone bill. So please call and make that pledge. 217-244-9455. And we've got a few more people I want to thank right now, and then we're going to get back to John. Wayne Roby in Lafayette, Mary Jo Erickson in Champaign, Dwayne Berggren, Urbana, Glenn Harris, Champaign, James Holzhauer in Dewey, Bill Greenow in Champaign, and John Martirano. Thank you very much, John, in Champaign. We're at 48 now. We need 12. We've got 3 minutes and 48 seconds. I might be able to squeeze a couple more minutes out of our producer, so please do call in 244-9455. Make that pledge right now. John, it's not just the presidential race that's coming up that we're looking at. It's also the control of the House and the Senate. Right now, from your, I know you follow the political races more closely than anyone I know. What's your read on how the other House and Senate are going to go this fall?
I think the House is a tough call. Redistricting is the most corrupt process known to the political animal, and most of the country's congressional districts have been made non-competitive by politicians who want to avoid real contests.
You know, I love Michael Moore has a great line about that. He says that there was more turnover in the Politburo under Stalin than there is in the United States House of Representatives.
Oh, without a question. I mean, Saddam Hussein had far more variation in the makeup of the Iraqi parliament on a regular basis than we have in our Congress. I mean, there's a real problem in the House of Representatives, and I don't think the House is likely to change unless we see a real sea change vote with Kerry doing remarkably well. On the other hand, the Senate does look to be very competitive, and we could talk about the whole country, but I just come down to Illinois, where you folks live.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one of the biggest Senate races in the country between Barack Obama and Mr. Ryan, and I think that both candidates are going to run very, very hard, but there's a real good chance that Illinois will switch from a Republican-held seat, Peter Fitzgerald's got it now, to a Democratic seat in the hands of Barack Obama. If that happens, that could be part of a pattern across the country that sees a number of Republican seats switch to the Democrats, and then whether Kerry or Bush wins, you're likely to have at least one House of Congress that will keep whoever the winner is honest. If it's a Democrat, you'll have Republicans in the House keeping him honest. If it's a Republican, you'll have Democrats in the Senate doing so. And that's something that, at some fundamental level, Americans should be hopeful for.
We're talking to John Nichols today on Media Matters. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left before we're going to have to pull the plug here, and we still do not have the 60 callers in, but we're approaching it. We've got a shot at it.
What do we got? Where are we at?
I don't know. The latest figure I have is 40, but we have 3 lines open. We've got people out there falling asleep waiting for the phones to ring. The number is 217-244-9455. We've got anyone who pledges $50 will get a copy of my brand new book, The Problem of the Media. $100 will get you that book, plus our Unfree Press, the anthology of the greatest press criticism of the John Waite late breaking bulletin just in from Mission Control. Guess what we have now? Guess how many callers we've got?
54.
Is this the new figure? That's the new goal. Keep going north. Head north.
Uh-huh.
That's a new goal.
Okay, we got 66.
We're at 66.
66. Unbelievable.
And that's not enough, is it, Bob?
That's not enough. We've got the Mark McGuire total now that Jay Pearson gives. We've got to get 70, he says.
And let me tell you something else, too. The reason we want to get more is because you and I go out around this country and give lectures and talks all the time, and we always say that people will support Democratic media, that people will support quality, challenging media. And the thing we can come back to, I'll tell you, if we can get up to 70, we can say, well, you know, we've got the proof from Champaign-Urbana and, you know, East Central Illinois.
That's right, 217-244-9455. Please call and make that $50 pledge. Make pledge whatever you can. It doesn't have to be $50.
Yeah, it'll take the $5 at this point.